Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, July 18th at Monmouth Park, Haskell Day. I'm Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Advanced or Voyaging Development. By the way, before we get into this, good week for Keeneland, right?
It was a good week. We didn't know what to expect, but we did $63 million for 5 days of racing, including $23 million on Bluegrass Day, which is the second highest we've ever had on any day in Keeneland. We beat about $2 million last year with 11 races versus 10. So we were extremely pleased. People are betting on their ADWs, like Keeneland Select, and they played our product. We had a good spot there right before Saratoga opened, and we're very pleased. I mean, it was strange not having customers there, but we appreciate the support that people showed Keeneland over those 5 days.
Well, let's go to the Monmouth card, and we're going to take a look at an all-stakes pick four on Saturday. It starts in race 9 with the Grade 3 Windstar Matchmaker. It's a $400,000 guaranteed pick four. There's also a late pick four that starts with the United Nations, and you can consider that one as well. And there's a pick five that starts in the 10th, so a lot of options on their big card there at Monmouth Park. But let's go to the 9th, Jim, and got three Chad Browns in here, three-year-old and up fillies and mares going a mile and an eighth on the turf. But there are a couple of other ones I thought I wanted to include in my pick four that had a shot. How did you play this?
Yeah, I'm going to use two of the Chad Browns in the pick four, and I could be talked into Tappet today. She's been off since February 8th, though, so I did leave her off. Nay Lady Nay is my top choice here, thinking that she needed that mint julep. After she won the Mrs. Revere last year at Churchill, and she won a stakes at Parks, and then she comes back on a six-month layoff, and then I think she's going to be a lot tighter here. Also used Beautiful Lover coming out of Grade 1 Gamely at Santa Anita. She ran well there, only got beat 2 1/4 lengths in a Grade 1. Also going to use Valedictorian for Kelly Breen. The numbers are low, but Mike Smith comes in to ride another horse, obviously, but they pick him up here. Kelly Breen's 4 for 12 this meet at Monmouth. This horse looks like it's a little light on the numbers, but I think I'm gonna put her in there anyway. And Feel Glorious for Christophe Gaumont. Always try to use Gaumont. This horse also had a good tightener on June 27th in the 1 1/4 New York, and this drops back to 1 1/8, and I think she'll be fit as well. So I'm gonna go 4 deep in here. I think you make a case for all three of the Chad Browns, but my pick among those is Nay Lady Nay.
And I'm going to use all three of the Chad Browns. My pick's probably going to be Beautiful Lover, but not a strong opinion there over Nay Lady Nay. They both won at Monmouth. I'm going to include Tappet today just because she's 2 for 2 at Monmouth. I want to include Feel Glorious for Clement, and then I'm going to include Varenka for Graham Motion. This is one of those horses, this happens to us horse players sometimes. If Varenka doesn't run well, I may need to file the divorce papers, but I have hung in there, so I'm going to get a decent price here. I'm going to definitely have her in my pick four and hope that she just needed that race last time down at Churchill when her stablemate actually got up and won out of the Motion barn. So I still think this one's got a lot of talent, and maybe this will be the day that it shows up. But the win pick's going to be Beautiful Lover, but Varenka's going to be the price play in there. 10th race, the Grade 3 Monmouth Cup on the main track at a mile and an eighth for three-year-olds and up. Didn't have a real strong opinion in here. Kind of ended up on Just Whistle. Joe Bravo rides, who obviously rides this track superbly, and so that caught my eye. And then was wide on both turns in the Suburban and had run competitive speed figures the previous two times and then dropped back a little bit in that Suburban, but it was a bad trip. So I'm going to give Just Whistle another shot, maybe get a little bit of a price in the pick four in here. Global Campaign had some trouble at the start last time at Churchill. Previous effort was really good down in Florida. Bodie Express on his best day, I think, could be there. I'm going to include Senior Investment. Last race is nothing to get too excited about, but there is a 100 buyer there in this new barn a couple of starts before that. So off that number, I'm going to throw this one in at 10 to 1 on the morning line. And then I'm not a big fan of Monongahela, but it's Chad Brown, and I don't want Chad Brown to beat me, so I'll throw that one on there too. But Just Whistle, slight nod for the win pick in the Monmouth Cup. How about you in the 10th?
Yeah, I didn't have a strong opinion here, but I went with Val Harbor, a horse that you did not mention. Mike Smith picks this mount up as well. This horse runs back to his summer of 19 form, he's going to be tough to handle. He ran at Monmouth in the Monmouth Cup last year and only lost by a head to War Story, and then came back and lost by a half a length to Preservationist in a Woodward with a 105 buyer. He's been off since December and moving from a Todd Fletcher trainee into Gregory Sacco, which is a big drop down in notoriety. But I think the horse has got a lot of back class, a lot of talent. So I'm going to stick with Val Harbor here as my win pick. Going to use Bodie Express, going to use Just Whistle, going to use Mahongahela for the same reasons. I don't want Chad Brown beat me. And Senior Investments got a big shot. Just draw a line through that muddy track at Belmont last time out. I don't think he liked the slop. And he's proven that in his career. If he gets get rain on Saturday, toss him immediately. But that 100 buyer, after 96, 96, and 97 in spring of this year, stick out. So I'm going to go deep here. Val Harbor is my win pick in the Mama's Cup.
Yeah, that's really a nice race. And I went five deep, and certainly Val Harbor could be talked into throwing that one in too. And then at some point you kind of get to your rule of you might as well use them all. So it's a tough spot. But should be a good betting race. The 11th is the Grade 1 United Nations at a mile and a half on the turf. You've got Arklow coming back on 6 days rest. Didn't catch any pace at all to try to close into in the Elkhorn last Sunday at Keeneland. So Brad Cox is bringing him back on short rest. You've got several horses coming out of the same race up in New York where Parrott had was able to walk the dog, as they say, on the front end for an upset win. Parrott's back in here. This is also a race that I could go several different ways. Where did you land?
I landed on Standard Deviation for Ground Motion. Two for two at Monmouth. Had a nice prep race. He wasn't cranked for the tiller, a listed stakes on June 4th. Coming back from Qatar on Saudi Arabia Cup Day. And I just think the two for two Monmouth, when you look at those two races last year here, he ran very well. Motion is such a good horseman, and he didn't rush this horse back, and he's gotten one tightener into him, so I'm going to go with him. I'm going to make a case for Arco. He didn't run a step. Had him boxed with Zulu Alpha. I had a pretty good exacta box there. I thought it was a two-horse race, and he didn't run a bit. I'm hoping that he didn't like the track. It was a little bit of give in the ground. 52 half, 118 six furlongs. When you saw those splits, he was not going to have any shot to win. Hopefully, get a little more pace here, although there's not a lot of speed in here. So I'm going to give him a shot just based on back class. And I'm going to use Aquaphobia for Mike Maker and Joe Bravo. Bravo always rides well at Monmouth. He hasn't ridden much for Maker, but this horse ran the Wise Dan at Churchill and only lost length and a half to Factor This and English B and Parlor, who all were right there on the wire together. And that's only a few weeks ago as well, so Aquaphobia should be in good form here. Arklow and Standard Deviation, though, both because of back class, I'm going to go with them. Aquaphobia because of current form. So that's my three I'm going to stick with in the United Nations.
And going to Arklow, just on the quick turnaround here, and a sharp trainer that does that kind of suggests to me that horse just didn't get a lot, didn't expend too much in that last race and had no chance. And so they think he's got a better shot at here. Was hoping to get better than 5-2 with that subpar effort last time. And if he goes much below that, I don't know that he's a great play, but if he would happen to drift up a little, since he didn't run well last time and got beaten the previous start, then I'd like Arklow even more. The more I looked at this, I had to use Parrott. There is no speed again, and I've seen these horses for Lawrence get good and win one, then come right back and win another one. Aquaphobia, I like a good bit in here. Maker's got a good eye for these marathon types, and this is the first time he stretches them out to this mile and a half distance since he came into his barn about five starts back, and I think this one's very dangerous. Standard Deviation, I've got on my ticket for respect for Graham Motion in these marathons. And then Current is another one I'm going to use. I actually played this horse last time in the race in New York off the previous effort. Four-year-old, so I think maybe still some upside left. So I'm going to use that one as well and go five deep when we get to the pick four. 12th race is the Grade 1 Haskell. Bob Baffert has owned this race over the years, and I can't get past Authentic in here. The work three back, a bullet, 6 furlong work. Seems like a classic Baffert move. Then he worked him a mile, and that's a little atypical of Baffert, but an interesting move. He plays his hunches, I think. So I think this horse is going to be primed and comes out of a good race in the Santa Anita Derby. And I think I just can't make a case to go anywhere else. Dr. Post is certainly an improving horse that ran a good race in the Belmont, but, you know, didn't blow the doors off or anything. So if you want to go to one more step down, I'd say that'd be the next one. Then New York Traffic after that, but none of those are going to get you any kind of a price. So I'm just going to single Authentic in the pick four. So I'll go ahead to that. I'm going to start with I'm 5 by 5 by 5 by 1. So I'm going all the five I mentioned in the matchmaker, 5, 6, 7, 4, 2. So I'm giving you to them in the order of preference, and you can toss, you know, one or more out if you want to trim the ticket. Second leg, 8, 1, 10, 3, 2. Third leg, 1, 9, 5, 6, 2. And then the 2 Authentic on the last leg. That's $62.50 for 50 cents. You could also maybe consider, you could single Arclow, or maybe single, you know, Arclow, use Arclow, Parrot, and Aquaphobia, and toss the other two and bring the ticket down, and then maybe make it a dollar ticket instead of 50 cents. So I don't know if this is going to pay a whole lot if Authentic wins on the back end of it, as I suspect that he will. But $62.50 ticket for me that I gave you. How about you, Jim? How you see the Haskell?
Okay, the Haskell, I'm going to use Dr. Post as well. Authentic is probably going to win the race, but I think you're going to double or triple your price if Dr. Post does get better. He got beat by a little less than 3 lengths by Tis the Law. Tis the Law would be 1 to 2 in here probably. So I'm going to take a shot there. I'm going to double my ticket by using Dr. Post along with Authentic. I do think it's a two-horse race, but that horse got better as he stretched out from a mile and 16th to a mile and 8th, and I think that he might be more accustomed to the kind of track. First time Authentic's out of California, so there's some options there. So I'm going to use Dr. Post. So I'll go ahead and do my pick four for you as well. The ninth race, the Windstar Matchmaker, I'm going to go 4 deep here with Valedictorian the 1, Feel Glorious the 2, Beautiful Lover the 5, and Nay Lady Nay the 6, who's my top choice in here for Chad Brown. Second leg is the Monmouth Cup. I'm going to go 5 deep here with 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. Monongahela, Senior Investment. The 8 horse is Just Whistle. Bell Harbor is my top pick in Bodie Express, so 5 deep there. 3 deep in the United Nations with Arclow, the 1, Standard Deviation, the 2, and the 5 horse Aquaphobia. And then taking 2 in the TVG.com Haskell with Dr. Post, the 1, and Authentic, the 2. So my pick 4 is 1, 2, 5, 6 with 2, 3, 8, 9, 10 with 1, 2, 5 with 1, 2. And if I calculate correctly, that is $60.
So we're right about the same ballpark on the cost of our tickets, just a little different structure. It's a really nice card. Again, you have a couple more stakes that finish out another late pick four. Don't have anything great to tout you on in there in terms of any prices, but if you lose out on the all stakes pick four, you can give it one more shot starting with the 11th. Got Saratoga going, Ellis Park, so some good opportunities around the country. You know, Del Mar racing this weekend, so you can focus on the East Coast tracks and hopefully find your way to a few scores and build up your Keeneland Select account. So make sure it's funded and ready to roll for a big weekend of racing. For Jim Goodman, I'm John Leach, and that's the In the Money Podcast.